我们还是来看我们过去读过的一些圣经哈。
We'll still go over Bible verses that we have read before.
翻到腓立比书第三章。
Let's turn to Philippians chapter 3.
第十三节。
From 13 onwards.
腓立比书十三第三章十三十四节。
Philippians 3:13-14.
弟兄们，我不是以为自己已经得着了，我只有一件事，就是忘记背后，努力面前，向着标杆直跑，要得神在基督耶稣里从上面召我来的这奖赏。
Brethren, I do not count myself to have apprehended, but one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forward to those things that are ahead.But I press toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus.
有一件事，忘记背后，努力面前，向着标杆直跑。
Forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forward to those things which are ahead, I press toward the goal.
提摩太后书第四章第七节。
Second Timothy 4:7.
提摩太后书第四章第七节。
Second Timothy 4:7.
那美好的仗我已经打过了，当跑的路我已经跑尽了，所信的道我已经守住。
I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith.
我跟你们弟兄姊妹交通过。
I've shared with you before.
当跑的路。
The race.
我们每一个重生得救的弟兄姊妹。我们都被摆在一个跑道上。
Each and every one of us born again, brothers and sisters, are on a track.
这个赛事是一个马拉松的赛事。
And this race is a marathon.
是跑我们一生要跑的。
It's a race for our whole life.
也是一个障碍赛。
And it's also an obstacle course.
因为我们会遇到许多的事情，要我们能够越得过去。
Because we will.Face many things that we have to overcome.
主要我们跑这条路。
And the Lord wants us to run this race.
他告诉我们说，我们不要乱跑。
And He told us, not to run amiss.
我们没有目标就是乱跑。
If we do not have a goal, then we're running amiss.
不要白跑。
And we do not want to run in vain.
如果我们不认识他，我们可能白跑。
If we do not know Him, then we run in vain.
主要我们是直跑
，and the Lord wants us to run straight，
直到我们跑到见我们的主
，until we meet Him。
我们第二个我们提到打那美好的仗
，and the second thing we shared is to fight the good fight。
我们地上许多仗在打
，on earth there are many wars。
有人为主义在打仗
，some fight for their，
有人为野心在打仗
，or their
ambitious.
Being ambitious.
有人为他的理想在打仗。
Or their ideals.
有人为着许多许多的事情，他要得到的利益在打仗。
Or some good things that they want to obtain.
世界大战之后，第二次世界大战之后。
After the Second World War.
很多人就是说，不要再打仗了 ，No war, 要 peace 啊，我们只要和平，没有打仗。
Many people say no war anymore. We just want peace.
那弟兄姊妹，当我们信主之后，我们却是进入了一场征战。
But brothers and sisters, when we believe in Christ, we enter into a warfare.
主耶稣说，我的国不属于这地上的。
Because the Lord said, my kingdom is not of
this world. 他说，如果我的国属于地上，那你我的百姓就要起来为我打。
If my kingdom is of this world, then my people will rise up.
因为它是属灵的，所以我们要打的是一场属灵的征战。
Because it's of the spirit, so we are in a spiritual war.
我跟弟兄姊妹交通了三个我们今天要打的仗。
And I've fellowship with you three fights that we have to fight.
第一个是我们的心思。
One is our thoughts.
尤其是我们这个时代的我们这些的知识分子
especially with us intellectuals of this day
我们的脑袋啊充满了怀疑
our mind is full of doubt
所有东西讲来我就说是吗
and when we hear something we always ask is that true
到今天我看到的东西我可以怀疑那不是真的
even things we see we might still doubt if it's in reality
因为很多东西是我们的理性过不去的
because many things We cannot accept logically.
我们过不去，我们不能相信。
And if we cannot go through our logic, we do not believe.
还有另外我们心思的，就是我们会胡思乱想。
Another thing is, we can think about different things.
我们有时候会觉得，都是基督对基督徒讲的，我们有时候想，哎，死定了，这是死定了。
Oh, for example, we feel this is the end.
或者啊，这是完蛋了。
Or there's no hope anymore.
有没有讲过这些话？我相信很多人都讲过。
I believe we speak this term usually.
我们觉得无望了，这个完全无望。
And we say this is hopeless.
所以你知道，我们这个心思哈，是一个战场。
So our mind is a battlefield.
所以圣经告诉我们说，要把我们的心思夺回来。
That's why the Lord said we need to capture our thoughts.
第二个。
The second thing.
是我们的肉体。
It's our flesh.
圣经说，圣灵与肉体的情欲相争。
We know that the spirit wars against the flesh.
如果我们对自己诚实的哈。
If we're honest to ourselves.
我们会应该经历过，我想做的好的，我不去做。
We must have experienced the good that we want to do, we do not.
我不想做的不好的，我倒是去做。
But the evil we do not want, we do.
我想很多年轻人会经历啊，这个早上要起床，该起床了。
So probably young people have experienced in the morning when you have to get up.
脑袋说该起床了。
In your head you said, I have to get up.
你的身体动了没动。
But your body refused to move.
还是躺在哪里。
You're still there.
这个还要摇啊摇啊摇啊摇，终于就摇起来了。
And people have to shake you and to wake you up.
同样，我们说，我们这年纪大了一点哈，我们要运动。
For us who are older, we said we want to exercise.
有人跟我说，他在运动。
Somebody said to me, he's exercising.
我说我没有看到你在运动啊。
But I said I don't see your exercising.
哦，他说我脑袋都在运动啊，我现在在你在做什么你也不知道，我在运动。
That in my mind I'm exercising.
你要知道，我们今天。这个许多所经历的，我想做的不做，我不想做的去做。
This we experience the things that we do not want to do, we do, and those we don't want to do, we return do.
我们这个肉体哈，圣经说你要致死肉体的情欲。
And the Bible said you need to put to death the flesh.
顺从肉体的就是死。
Because if you obey the flesh, then you die.
顺服圣灵就是生命平安。
And if you obey the Spirit, it's peace.
我们一生就跟我们这个肉体在打仗。
And we war against the flesh this whole life.
这第二个战场不简单。
This second battlefield is not easy for us.
第三个。
And the third one.
那是我们有一个战，一个仗。乃是要能够降服在神的旨意。
And the last one is that we need to yield to the will of the Lord.
就是我们刚刚唱的这些诗歌。
And that's those are the hymns that we sang a while ago.
因为当主要求要我顺服，我们发现我做不到。
Because when the Lord demands our obedience, we found out that we can't do it.
但是我如果不顺服，我发现我没有安息在我里面。
And yet, when we do not obey Him, we find out that we do not have peace.
所以我上次跟大家提到那少年的官。
Last time I mentioned the rich young ruler.
他遵守了许多外面的一些规条。
He has fulfilled all the outward rules.
主耶稣也很喜悦他，因为他所有诫命都遵守。
And the Lord really liked him because he has followed all the commandments.
但是主有一个要求。
But there's one demand from
主说,
the Lord.
还有一件事。
And the Lord said, there's one more thing.
乃是变卖你所有的, 来跟随我。
And that's to sell everything and follow me.
其实他那个变卖乃是讲说你把我当作你的主好吗?
And when he's saying selling everything, it's just to say,You want me to be your Lord.
你可以在心中承认我是你的 master, 我是你的主人，好吗？
And just in your heart, recognize me as your Lord.
因为他那个要求说跟从他，乃是说把主摆，就是把他当成我的主。
To follow him means to treat him as Lord.
所以我们看到这里所提的这几个，我所在这里提的几个打仗。
So, these few battles that I mentioned,
不是我们跟别人打。
It's not for us to fight with other
people. 乃是我们跟自己打。
But to fight within ourselves.
所以当保罗说那美好的仗我打过。
So when Paul said I fought the good fight.
你知道最难打的就是跟我们自己打。
The hardest fight is to fight against ourselves.
圣经说精兵。
The Bible said the soldiers.
做基督的精兵。
To be soldiers of the Lord.
我们如果在这个仗我们打真的好好在天天在打，我相信主在这里那美好的仗我打过。
If we are serious about fighting this, then we can say we have fought the good fight.
其实这个仗呢，严格来讲就是跟我们这个魂里面打仗。
And we're fighting against our soul.
我们魂里面是心思、情感、意志。
In our soul, we have the mind, the emotion, and the will.
第一个，我们说要把心思夺回来，是我们的心思。
We say we need to capture back our thoughts and our mind.
我们说我们的情欲，我们这些所要的，都是我们的情感里面所要的。
All these things that we want are part of our emotional wants.
当我们要降服是什么东西降服？我们的意志降服在主的面前。
And when we yield, what do we yield? It's to yield our will to the Lord.
所以这个是打那美好的仗。
And so this is fighting the good fight.
我今天跟大家提到第三个。
And today I want to mention the third one.
当保罗快要去见主的时候，他讲了三件事。那美好的仗我打过，当跑的路我跑尽，还有一个所守的道我已经守住了。
When Paul was to was the time to meet the Lord, he said, "I have fought the good fight, I have finished the race, and I have kept the faith."
我们读一段圣经，《哥林多后书》第六章。
Let's turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 6.
哥林多后书第六章。
2 Corinthians chapter 6.
第十四到十八节
From 14 to 18.
这比较长啊，我在只读中文了。
So we'll just speak in Chinese here.
第六章十四到十八节，你们和不信的原不相配，不要同父一轭。义和不义有什么相交呢？光明和黑暗有什么相通呢？基督和比列有什么相合呢？信主和不信主有什么相干呢？神的殿和偶像有什么相同呢？因为我们是永生神的殿，就如神曾说，我要在他们中间居住，在他们中间来往，我要做他们的神，他们要做我的子民。又说，你们务要从他们中间出来，与他们分别，不要沾不洁净的物，我就收纳你们，我要做你们的父，你们要做我的儿女。这是全能的主说的。我们在这里，这段圣经告诉我们说，我们要有分别。
This passage talks about separation.
他说信跟不信有什么相同呢？
So, believer and an unbeliever, what part do they?
他说光明跟黑暗两个是完全不同的东西。
Or light with darkness, they're different.
他说基督跟撒旦两个也是不同的。
And same thing, Christ with
Belial. 他说在这个上面没有 gray area 的，没有说模模糊糊的。
There's no gray area between them.
我们今天来到主面前。我们求主给我们能够真的明白他的话。
We plead that when we come today before His word, we can really understand.
我们真的要明白他的话，明白他的路，明白他的作为。
To understand His word and understand His way and His work.
我们需要主给我们有属灵的悟性。
We need a spiritual understanding.
我们也求主给我们有启示。
And also spiritual revelations.
也给我们有经历。
And that we will also have experience.
我们才能够把我们所信的道，我们能够守住。
That so that we can keep the faith.
到这里讲到分别，我第一个愿意跟大家交通的，乃是我们今天在走主的路上，我们是不能够妥协的。
When we talk about separation, we need to know that we cannot compromise.
我们看四世纪。旧约的四世纪最后一章最后一节
Turn to the last verse in Judges.
四世纪二十一章第二十五节
Judges 21:25.
那你说那时以色列中没有王，个人任意而行。
In those days there was no king in Israel, Everyone did what was right in their own eyes.
我们知道这个历史哈，摩西死了，就约书亚接起这个棒，带以色列人进迦南地。
We know that Moses died and Joshua continued after him.
到他老的时候，他发现他们没有把迦南人赶出这个迦南地。
And when Joshua was old, he found out that they did not wipe out all the people from Canaan.
那时候以色列百姓与当地人的和好。
And the people of Israel befriended the people.
也跟他们通婚。
There was intermarriage.
我们发现到了四世纪，因为以色列人在这里，他们妥协了。
Because they compromised on this point.
我们发现四世纪是一本书，记载了以色列历史的混乱的历史。
And so the book of Judges recorded the confusion within Israel.
因为他们妥协，没有守住神的原则，你发现许多的掺杂进到以色列百姓当中。
Because they compromised and did not kept the word of God, there was so many mixtures among them.
所以这在圣经他说啊，他们就任意个人任意而行。
And that's why everyone did what was right in his own eyes.
英文写得很好哈，他的任意不是随便做，乃是说我看为对的我就做，做我看为对的事。
Well, they did not just do any confusing things, but what they did was what was right in their own eyes.
我们也看到亚伯拉罕。
We also see Abraham.
亚伯拉罕，神跟他说，我要给你一个儿子。
And the Lord said, I will give you a son.
哦，他们很想要一个儿子，特别年纪大了。
They really wanted a son, especially in their old age.
但是他们等来等去，等不到这个儿子。
But they kept on waiting, and they still do not have a son.
太太就有个建议说，你拿我的使女，从她生个儿子就当作是我们的了。
And then the wife had an idea. You take my handmaid, and from her I can obtain a son.
那时候没有试管婴儿。
At that time, there's no artificial.
Artificial. Equipment. 对。反正 man-made 的，也是不也都是 man-made 的。Anyway， 但是你发现了亚伯拉罕妥协了。
And so in this at this point, Abraham compromised.
生了以实玛利。
And so Ishmael was born.
当为生了以实玛利之后，你发现了，当然神后来给他真的生了以撒了。
But then in the end, the Lord gave him Isaac.
以实玛利。就从此在他们家中成为他家中的难处。
And Ishmael became a difficulty in their household.
直到今天。
Even up till today.
你知道回教啊，也说亚伯拉罕是我们的祖先呢。
In Islam, they also claim Abraham to be their ancestor.
他说我们跟犹太人是兄弟。
And their brothers with the Jews.
所以你知道这个妥协带了征战直到今天。
And this compromise brought about this
battle
until today.
相信这个征战一直到主耶稣回来。
And this battle will go on till the Lord's coming.
我们也看到保罗有一个例子哈。
And Paul has an example too.
你知道耶稣肉身的弟弟有一个叫雅各，后来信主。
There's a brother in life of Jesus whose name is James.
他就是写这本雅各书的那个作者。
And he's the author of the book of James.
但是我们读圣经，我们发现这个雅各是信主了，但是他非常守律法。
And we realize that James, although he already is a believer, still kept the law.
所以有一次哈，彼得跟保罗跟巴拉巴跟很多外邦信徒在吃饭。
So one time Peter with Paul and Barnabas were with the Gentiles together eating.
在雅各那里有些弟兄们就从那里来。
And some of James came.
你发现了，彼得赶快离开所有的外邦信徒，过去跟这些犹太人在一起。
And Peter left the Gentiles to be with the Jews.
如果你看圣经啊，他说犹太人也跟着了，他说连巴拿巴也跟着过去了。
And the Bible said that the Jews went and even Barnabas.
你发现了，他们在这个有一件事情他们没有守住，他们妥协了。
And we find out that in this very thing, they compromise.
可能这个雅各的权蛮大的。
Maybe James is an authority.
或者是说他们尊重他是耶稣肉身的弟弟，说特别尊重他。
Or maybe they respect him because he was the brother of the Lord.
说他们为了不想得罪他，他们全部妥协了。
And so they don't want to offend him, so they all compromise.
但是你看到保罗就在哪里，他就站起来讲话。
But Paul stand up and spoke.
他说看到他们所做的不对，他就说我们今天是凭什么信主的。
And he said that by what do we believe in Jesus?
我是因为守律法而得救的吗？
Is it by the law that we are saved?
还是我相信耶稣基督的救恩而得救的呢？
Or we believe in the salvation from the Lord.
你发现保罗要在众人都妥协里面他站起来。
So when everybody was compromising, Paul stand up.
不简单。
So this is not easy.
就算是保罗他也妥协过。
And even Paul himself, he has compromised too.
到他最后在经过耶路撒冷的时候，
When he passed through Jerusalem,
他说大家都想杀你，因为你带着一些外邦信徒来了。
And everyone wants to kill him because he brought a lot of Gentile believers.
他说你带着他们去行割礼，还是这个人家就觉得你没有违反犹太人的风俗。
And people told him, if you let them be circumcised, then they will be accepted by the Jews.
保罗的听话就去做。
And Paul listened to them and did it.
所以我们知道这个不妥协，这个不容易的事情。
And we know that to not compromise is.
我们在耶稣身上可以看到，他真的就不妥协了。
Only in Jesus we see that he never compromised.
他不与世人妥协，他也不与当时候的犹太教妥协。
He did not compromise with the world nor with the religious world.
我们今天我们信主的弟兄姊妹，
Today we brothers and sisters who are believers,
我们不能够与世界妥协，
We cannot compromise with the world.
我们也不能够与今天的基督教妥协，
And we cannot compromise with today's religious Christianity.
因为我们进到今天基督教里面也很多是传统，
Because there are a lot of traditions that are being kept in Christianity.
你知道，我们常常举这个例子啊。
We always use this example.
我们船在海上行走是正常的。
To have a ship on the water is normal.
当海水进入船就不正常了。
But then when the water gets into the boat, then it's not normal.
因为当海水进到船里面去，这个船就会沉。
Because when the water gets in, the boat is gonna sink.
这个海可以讲到这个整个的世界。
The sea can be used to describe the world.
或者这个整个的基督教界里面。
Or even the whole Christian world.
如果世界的作为进了，船就讲到教会啊。如果世界的作为进到教会来。
And the boat, we can look at it as the church when the world enters the church.
你会发现教会就世界化。
And then the church becomes worldly.
你想想看，我们所学的全部是世界教我们的。
Because all the things that we have learned in this life is from the world.
所以圣经才说我们要更新而变化。
And that's why the Bible said we need to renew our mind and be transformed.
如果我们没有更新的话，我就把世界所有的方法带到教会中来。
If we are not renewed and transformed, we bring the world into the church.
世界就开始，教会就开始掺杂。
And then there's going to be mixtures in the church.
我们来看看，当主耶稣时代讲到，在启示录讲了七个教会。
When the Lord mentioned the seven churches in Revelation.
我们来看几个里面提的一些的话。
Let's look at a few and what the Lord said.
启示录第三章。
Revelation 3.
第一节
And the first verse.
他说你要写信给撒迪教会的使者说那有七灵和七星的说我知道你的行为暗明你是活的其实是死的
And to the angel of the church in Sardis write This thing says He who has the seven spirits of God and the seven stars I know your works that you have a name that you are alive but you are dead
你知道这个前面有一个教会叫推拉推亚推拉
Before Sardis, there's Thyatira.
我们知道这个当这个预表讲到今天的教会，讲到天主教。
And we know Thyatira kind of represents the Catholic.
天主教是做善事的。
In the Roman Catholic Church, they do.
他们要做许多的行为来赎他们的罪。
They want to use their good works, get saved.
我们知道马丁路德改教的时候，就从这个情况里面出来了。
And when Martin Luther did in the Reformation came out of this.
因为马丁路德说，我们今天得救重生，不是因为做好事，做好的行为。
Martin Luther says that we are saved not because of our good works.
我们今天的就是因信而称义的。
But we are justified by faith.
因为他因信称义，所以哲理圣经说，这些人，这些信主的人是活的。
And because they believe justification by faith, the Bible said they are alive.
为什么他们是活的？因为他有主的生命。
They are alive because they have the life of God.
但是为什么说按名是活的，后来还是死的呢？
But why did the Bible say you have a name that you are alive, but you are dead?
因为不久之后就把许多世界的作为进到教会中来了。
Because not too long ago, many things of the world came into the church.
教会变了一个组织。
The church becomes an institution.
开始走许多外面的路。
And walk an outward way.
守许多的规条。
Have a lot of rules.
我们的主是要我们走里面的路。
The Lord wants us to go the inner way.
但是没有走的话，在主眼中就是死了。
And if we don't walk in this inner way, we are as dead.
我们再看第三章哈，这个第十四到第十七节。
And let's turn to Revelation 3:14 to 17.
这是讲到老底家的教会。
And this talks about Laodicea.
那我是读中文就好哈，我读第十五节读哈。
Just read in Chinese.
我知道你的行为，你也不冷也不热。我巴不得你或冷或热，你既如温水，也不冷也不热。所以我必从我口中把你吐出去。你说我是富足的，已经发了财，一样都不缺，却不知道你是那困苦可怜、贫穷瞎眼吃身的。你知道老底教教会这个字的意思是什么吗？
Do you know what Laodicea means?
这个意思呢是众人的意见。
Laodicea means the opinion of the crowd.
你要知道我们今天活在这个时代，我们就是追求民主。
In this age, we strive for democracy.
大家都可以讲他的意见。
Everybody can have their own opinion.
但你要知道神的家是以神的意见为准的。
But in the Lord's house, it is his opinion that's the most important.
但是不小心我们发现当老底家教会的时候，他是众人，那当然这众人都是弟兄姊妹，众人的意见都进来了。
But in Laodicea, the crowd here means the brothers and sisters, all their opinion came in.
人都喜欢发表自己的意见看法。
Men like to declare their own opinion.
然后呢，我们就来多数赞同就过了。
And then they can decide by the majority.
所以这个是老底家教会的一个大问题。
This is one of the big problem of Laodicea.
另外一个乃是我们可能听到听了很多。
Or we have heard a lot of sermons.
真理似乎我们都知道了。
And we do know the truth.
但是我们就是缺少一个，没有那个实际。
But there's no reality.
你知道为什么会没有那个实际吗？
Why is there no reality?
因为我们都不敢付代价去得到那个实际。
Because we do not want to pay the price to obtain the.
我们今天神的儿女有一个问题，乃是我们不敢绝对的跟从我们的主。
One of the big problem with us children of God today is we do not want to follow the Lord.
Absolutely. 所以这里你发现圣灵在这里讲啊，他说教会是不冷不热的。
That's why it says the church here is lukewarm.
因为我不能绝对，我怎么敢讲的话绝对呢？
Because there's no absolute here, and that's why they're looking.
所以当我们都不能够讲绝对的话的时候，你就发现把神的那个原则就把它降低了。
When we cannot deal with the absolute, then we lower God's standard.
我们来看看前面这里还有一个教会叫做腓拉铁菲啊。
And then there's another church here called the Church in Philadelphia.
我们来看第十一节。
Let's look at verse 11.
他说：“我必快来，你要持守你所有的，免得有人夺去你的冠冕。”
Behold, I come quickly. Hold fast what you have, that no one may take your crown.
他这里讲哈，他说你要持守。
Says you have to hold fast.
他说持守什么呢？
What do you hold fast?
你持守你在主那里所领受所明白的。
What you have obtained from the Lord.
他说你已经有冠冕了。
He's saying you already have the crown.
不要给人把你的冠冕夺走了。
Don't let people take away that crown.
所以我们今天说收所信的道。
So we say the word that we believe.
我们发现当他这里提到对这些弟兄们讲的时候，他说你要持守你所有的。
And that's why he said to hold fast what you have.
不要妥协，持守一直到见主的面。
Don't compromise, hold fast until you see the Lord.
那我们现在来看哈，我们要守这些事情。
And now we want to focus on what do we hold fast.
或者我们现在读一些的圣经。
And read a few more verses.
我们翻到使徒行传第二十章。
Let's turn to Acts chapter 20.
使徒行传第二十章。
Acts 20.
第二十四节。
2024.
保罗说哈，我却不以性命为念，也不看为宝贵，只要行完我的路程，成就我从主耶稣所领受的职事，证明神恩惠的福音。
But none of these things move me, nor do I count my life dear to myself, so that I may finish my race with joy and the ministry which I received from the Lord Jesus.To testify to the gospel of the grace of God.
他这里说啊，成就我从主耶稣所领受的职事。
And the ministry which I received from the Lord Jesus.
翻到以弗所书第三章。
Turn to Ephesians chapter 3.
以弗所书第三章。
Ephesians chapter 3.
第二、第三节。
2 and 3.
以弗所书第三章二三节。
Ephesians 3, 2 and 3.
量你们量必你们曾听见神赐恩给我，将关切你们的职分托付我，用启示使我知道福音的奥秘，正如我以前略略写过的。
If indeed you have heard of the dispensation of the grace of God which was given to me for you, how that by revelation he made known to me the mystery as I have.Briefly written already.
这里他讲了一个职分，这个职分是关切你们的职分托给我了。
And this is a dispensation of the grace which was given to me for you.
然后他说是用启示使我知道的。
And it's made to me known to me by revelation.
不是人拼命跟我讲的。
It's not people telling me.
乃是用启示给我知道。
But it's through revelation.
翻到哥罗西书第四章。
And then Colossians 4.
哥罗西书第四章第十七节。
Colossians 4, 17.
这里说哈，保罗说要对雅基布说，务要谨慎，尽你从主所受的职分。
And say to Archippus that.Take heed to the ministry which you have received in the Lord, that you may fulfill it.
这里讲了两个字哈 ，receive and fulfill.
The two words mentioned here is receive and fulfill.
他这个尽你啊，中文就讲尽你从主所领受的职分。
And this is what you receive from the Lord.
再看一段提摩太后书第四章。
Second Timothy 4.
提摩太后书第四章第五节。
Second Timothy 4, 5.
保罗对提摩太说哈，你却要凡事谨慎，忍受苦难，做传道的功夫，尽你的职分。
But you be watchful in all things, endure afflictions, do the work of an evangelist, fulfill your ministry.
他这里的传道哈，不是真的传道哈，他那是话语的执事 the ministry of the word. 这个真的传达主的话。
Here they're talking about the ministry of the word.
Okay, 我想我先把这些圣经跟大家读过了。
So I've read all the verses.
我要先提到哈，这个我们要守的道是什么
？What is the word of that we're going to?
第一个守的，我们要守住这纯正的福音。
And it's to kept the pure gospel.
我们主耶稣来到地上为我们钉死。
That the Lord came to earth and died for us.
为了赎我们的罪。
In order to redeem us from our sin.
三日后神叫他从死里复活。
3 days he rose.
后来在地上显明给许多人看，后来就被升借到天上去。
And then in the end he ascended into heaven.
有一天我们的主要再回来。
And one day the Lord.
他要在地上建立他的国度。
And he will establish his kingdom.
所有信他的人有一天要在永世里面要永远与他相聚。
And all who believe will be with him eternally.
只要你我是重生的，我们一天属他，永远属他。
If we're born again, if we belong to him, one day we'll be belonging to him forever.
如果我们不是属他，我们就永远灭亡。
And if we do not belong to him,
这个是我们必须守住的。
And this is what we need to keep.
啊，我们今天很多异端过来，就是这个东西出问题了。
Many heresies have problem with any one of these points.
第二个。
And the second thing,
我们不要走头脑的路。
We should not go the way of the mind.
我们不要走头脑知识理性的路。
We should not go the way of logic of our mind and our, just our brain.
我们要走生命的路。
But we need to walk the way of life.
我们不要走外面的路。
And we do not walk the outward way.
我们要走里面的路。
We want to walk the inner way.
我们知道圣灵，我们重生之后就住在我们的里面。
Because we know that the Holy Spirit lived in us.
他在凡事上要引导我们的。
And He's going to lead us in all things.
神用我们的灵的直觉与我们的良心，使我们能够走在正路上面。
Using our intuition and our conscience, the Spirit leads us the right way.
我们需要用灵常常与主交通。
And we need to commune with him with our spirit.
所以我愿意跟这些弟兄姊妹讲，我们要竭力的与主亲近。
We need to get near to the Lord.
我们借着读圣经、祷告、聚会啊，跟主谈话、唱诗，我们尽可量的竭力的与主亲近。
We need to do all we can through prayer, reading the word, in meeting, communing with the Lord to go.Get close to the Lord.
我们常听人说，哦，不要远离神。
We always say, do not be far from him.
但是我问弟兄姊妹啊，你知道什么叫远离神吗？
What does it mean to be far from the Lord?
如果没有曾经近过的话，你就不知道什么叫远离了。
If we have never been close to him, how do you know what is far?
因为我们可能一直都是远离的。
Because maybe we're always far from him.
除非我们开始经历过，哎，什么叫做？真的与主亲近过了。
Unless we've experienced how to be close with the Lord.
说当你远离的时候，你立刻知道。
Then when you're far from Him, then you realize it.
如果不靠主恩典赶快再去的话，你要知道我们后面跌的会很惨。
And unless by His grace we get close to Him, our stumbling could be serious.
我们亲近主，主的生命才会在我们里面越过越丰富。
If we're close to the Lord, then His life in us will flourish.
只有亲近主，我们才能够主的光能够越过越亮。
Only when we're close to the Lord will the light be brighter.
我们都有太多黑暗的地方。
There's so much darkness within us.
你知道开车有 blind spot.
We know in driving you have blind spots.
但是我们可以转头就可以看到。
But we can turn our head and then we can see.
在我们身上，我们也有许多的 blind spot.
In the same way, there are blind spots in our lives.
我们需要主的光照到那些黑暗的地方。
And we need His light to shine in those.
因为当光不够的时候，我们在黑暗中，我们还不知道在黑暗中。
If there's no light, we don't even know that we're in darkness.
所以主在这里要我们能够守住，一定要走生命的路。
That's why the Lord wants us to walk the way of life.
我们一定要走里面的道路。
And walk the inner way.
我们要如此走的话，我们外面的事情能够越简单越好。
And we want to walk this way, and the outward things we want.
我们生活要越简单越好。
We want to go, have a simple life.
各方面能够帮助我们能够在主面前是做一个过一个单纯的生活。
That you know we can have simplicity and. Walk in the Lord in such way.
好了，我们现在来看主的托付。
So we want to see what the Lord entrusts us.
每个信徒主都托付了。
Each and every one of us believer, the Lord.
只要你信主， 主都给你一个 ministry， 给你一个职分。
As long as you are a believer, the Lord entrusts a ministry to you.
我们要去寻找的。
We need to go look for it.
我愿先提到普及的托付。
I can talk about the common entrusting of the Lord.
我们知道在旧约里面，神用了三种不同的仆人。
The Lord mentioned three kinds of servants.
先知。
There's the prophet.
祭司。
There's the priest.
君王。
And there's the king.
这三个的。不同的人是负责不同的事的。
There's three kinds of people, and they have three different work.
我们知道先知，他们讲预言，他们也传达神的话。
We know the prophets prophesy and also dispense the word of God.
祭司是献祭给神，为以色列百姓赎罪。
And the priests offer up sacrifice to atone for the sin of the people.
君王乃是照着神的意思治理神的国。
And the king, according to the will of God, rules.
我们到了新约，我们发现主耶稣来了，这三个人的职分都在耶稣身上。
And we know in the New Testament, all these three ministries are combined in.
已经不是在分三个，乃是三个都在耶稣身上。
Not three anymore, but all three are in.
耶稣是先知，耶稣是大祭司，耶稣是君王。
We know Jesus is the prophet, Jesus is the great high priest, and Jesus is king.
我们今天说我们是基督徒。
We say today we are Christian.
我们是跟从主的人。
We are follower of Christ.
所以我们也有弟兄这样交通啊，我们每个基督徒啊是小先知、小祭司、小君王。
And some brothers said that we're little prophets, we're little priests, and we're little kings.
你要知道，我们都有这一份的了。
Because all of us,
只要你信主，这是普及每一个信徒都有的。
This is very common. Everyone should have this.
所以啊，我们主要我们去传福音。
That's why the Lord wants us.
你说主啊，你没有特别给我传福音这个才干啊，我怎么传呢
？Maybe we say you did not give a specific gift to spread the gospel.
但是主说。你今天你是小先知，你就可以传扬主的话。
But the Lord said, today you're a little prophet, you can share the word of God.
把你所知道的，所一点点的经历，告诉你的朋友，告诉弟兄姊妹。
Share the word that you know, share your experience to others.
我们也是小祭司。
We are also little priests.
我们学习常常侍立在主的面前。
We want to be always be before the Lord.
我们去。就是跟主讲话，他等候在主的面前。
We talk to the Lord and be before Him.
所以这个就是我一直讲的，我们要学习亲近主。
And that's why I'm saying we need to learn.
也亲近主就是我们的一切。
Because being close to the Lord is everything.
没有从主来的，所有的都是最后都作废了。
If it's not from the Lord, then it's nothing.
然后第三个。
And then the third one.
我们学习在一些事物上。我们尽量学习怎么把它做好。
And we want to learn to do everything properly and good in every small thing.
不管在我们家里或者在聚会中啊，摆椅子、收垃圾，我们尽量好好去做。
Whether at home or here in the meeting place, like arranging chairs.
因为主耶稣说，我在小事上忠心，我就把大事托给你。
Because the Lord said, if you are faithful in little things, I will entrust bigger things.
那这些哈是讲到是普及的给所有弟兄姊妹的。
This talks about things that are commonly.
因为这三个身份，我们每个人都有了。
Because we have all these three ministries.
当然，如果你还没重生的，就这个还没在你身上。
Of course, if you're not born again, this is not in you.
但如果你已经是属主的，这个主已经托给我们。
But if you belong to the Lord has entrusted to you.
第二个，乃是主给我们有专一的托付。
The second thing is the Lord will entrust you specifically.
你知道吗？主如果给你特别的托付的话，主要把那个才干给你。
If the Lord entrusts a specific ministry to you, He will give you the ability.
因为是从主来的，他要把才干给你的。
Because it's from the Lord, so He will give you the ability.
这个不见得是你天然的才干，很多时候天然的神都不用。
This ability is not your natural ability.
神要把一个才干给你。
But the Lord will give you the ability.
我们看 读马太福音二十五章里面提到哈，他说有人有一千两，有两千两，有五千两。
In the book of Matthew, we know there's a one with one talent. One talent,
two talents
and five.
你发现耶稣说啊，你只要赚回，我给你多少，你赚回来去经营就可以了。
And the Lord said, as long as you get back what I gave you, then that's enough.
说两千两的五千两，他们都去一生，他就把他经营赚回来了。
So for the 2,000 and the 5,000, they were able to earn.
那一千的，他不去做。
But then the one with 1,000, he didn't do anything.
他把它藏在地底下。
He just buried it in the ground.
说主耶稣回来怎么说？他说你这又懒又饿的仆人。
And the Lord said, "You lazy and evil servant."
你看神的原则很奇妙的。我们说的你不够，我就多点加给你嘛，对不对？我们人的逻辑是这样子的。
Our logic is usually if it's not enough, we'll give you more.
但是主耶稣说，你既然拿一千两，你不用的话，我把你拿一千两都拿走。
But then the Lord is different. He said, "If you're not going to use your 1,000, I'm just going to take it."
他说我拿走给谁呢？给那两千跟五千的。
And who is he going to give it to? But to the 2,000 and
5,000. 那两千五千也很多了，为什么主你还拿过来给他们？
Well, they already have more. Why are you giving it to them?
因为主说，我给你有个托付，我给你，你没有尽你该有的托付十分。
And the Lord said, because I give you a ministry, but you did not do everything that you can.
说圣经用个话说，我夺过他所有的，然后呢，把他丢在。外面黑暗里，他要在哪里哀哭切齿。
And so it says that I take back what he has, and then throw him outside, and then he's gonna be gnashing of teeth.
你要知道，主是给我们每个人都有个 ministry。
The Lord gives each and every one of us a ministry.
那我们就要去找，寻找。主你给我的那一份是什么？
And so we need to seek what the Lord has given us.
我们还不清楚的时候问主说，主啊，你要我做什么？
And when we don't know, we need to ask the Lord, what do you want?
我们不要不清楚的时候就照我喜欢就去做。
When it's still not clear to us, we do not want to go out and just do anything.
要知道我们一时的热心成就不了主的事情的。
Our one-time zeal cannot fulfill the work of the Lord.
我们必须好好问主，主啊，你给我的是哪一份？
We need to really seriously ask the Lord, what have you given me?
因为不只在这个 ministry, 在我们所有的工作里面，我们必须是主开始的。
And it's not only in ministry, but in everything in our life, it has to be the Lord.
我们必须清楚是主开始的。
We need to be clear that it's the Lord who begins it.
你要知道主开始的整个过程，主就把能力赐给你。
If the Lord begins a thing, He will give you the strength to fulfill it.
然后主在整个过程里面，最后是给他得到一切的荣耀。
And then the whole thing is for His glory.
所以我看教会历史哈，或者看我们很多的弟兄姊妹。
So if we look at the church history or look at brothers and sisters.
有人被托付成为宣教士。
Some are called to be missionaries.
我们中国人能够得到福音呢，因为神呼召了许多的欧洲的弟兄姊妹到中国来。
For us Chinese to have the gospel, the Lord has sent missionaries from Europe to China.
好像戴德森在中国建立了一个内地会。
Like Hudson Taylor, he instituted the overseas Chinese mission.
Chinese.还有说剑桥七姐非常优秀的几个学生愿意到中国到印度
or the Cambridge 7 who are very good are excellent people who came to China
或者有人神给他的托付是要做话语的执事是传达主的话的
or some are given the ministry of the word
这个是特别的赐予的不是我们普通的我们一点的交通
These are special calling, not just our ordinary sharing.
我们也有人主特别托付的，就是他能够祷告。
Or some are called to pray.
你不要以为一定要在外面讲话做很多的事，神可能就呼召你只是做一个祷告的人。
so maybe the Lord called you to pray.
有些人被呼召，他特别能够照顾人的。
Or they're called to serve other people.
你知道，性情急的人呢，照顾不了人的。
People, who are always in a hurry, it's very hard for them to.
他去照顾人了，你衣服都给他扯破了。
And your clothes might be torn by them.
因为他什么都要快。
Because they're always in a hurry.
说，但是神特别托付一些人，很有耐心去照顾人。
But there are some who are very patient and they're fit for taking care of.
神也托付一些人，特别能够安慰人的。
There are those who the Lord are know can encourage others.
不是每个人都可以安慰的。
Not everyone can do that.
这个，Siri 不要骂我哈，这个。他不在，不给他听录音。他有人失恋去找他。
There's somebody who was heartbroken and went to talk to Sherry. Right? Heartbroken.
Yes. 这个，哇，他可以用他的所有的专长，那是他专长，告诉你怎么样就可以不。就可以好啦，对不对？
She can tell you from her expert knowledge, what to do, and then you're gonna be fine.
所以他现在会加一句，他说：“我没失恋过，没经历。”
But now she will add, "I've never been heartbroken, so I don't have that experience."
他叫他们来问我。
And so, don't ask Andrew.
你要知道哈，有些事情哈，这个你要安慰人，可能你要先自己这个审视过，都安慰了，你才能够真的去安慰人。
And many times, in order for you to comfort other people, you need to have lost and gained back, and that's how you can.
说主给我们如果有某个托付，也不见得你什么人都可以安慰，但主如果托了给你一些的，你发现你能够去安慰这些人。
And if the Lord wants you to do that, then you find out that you can indeed do it.
还有可能有些姊妹说，你说家庭主妇
，and maybe some sisters who are housewives.
你不要以为家庭主妇就没托付。
Don't think that just because you're a homemaker, you have no ministry.
Yeah, I like this. 我在填 text form 的时候不写 housewife, homemaker. Very good translation. 这个好看一点哈。但你要知道，我们一讲到 housewife， 就好像我们没做事了。
When you use the term housewife, you think they're not doing anything.
我跟你讲，一个能够好好把家顾好的，这个了不起。
But one who can manage the home is really.
我常常对姊妹们说哈，我们这样，我说一个家是谁支撑起来的
？And I say to sisters, who is the one who's building up the home?
这个我是 say to everyone 啊，是谁支撑这个家的
？I'm saying this to everyone.
你知道哈，箴言告诉我们家说，家是谁支撑的？
The proverb tells us who's holding up this family.
做妻子的。
It's the wife.
妻子可以支撑这个家，也可以拆掉这个家。
A wife can build up this home or can destroy it.
不要小看你当家庭主妇。
Don't belittle your being a housewife.
如果你真的看到主的托付，你这孩子的成长全部扛在你身上。
If you see this, you know that your kids are all laid on your
shoulders. 孩子对主有个心，认识主的，大部分都在妈妈身上。
And whether your children have a heart for the Lord lays on you.
很少看到是在爸爸身上的。
Not often it's on the dad.
所以你发现了，做家庭主妇，你这个托付非常重要。
And that's why this thing is so important for housewives.
你知道，我妈是一个家庭主妇。
My mom was also.
我小的时候她工作。
When I was young, she was working.
如果记忆对的话，我妹妹出生之后她就没上班。
But after my sister was born, then she quit working.
你要知道，许多对主的有点渴慕的心都从我妈妈来的。
And every little bit of heart for the Lord is from my mom.
她常常带我们要祷告。
She always bring us to pray together.
说我小的时候很讨厌祷告。
When I was young, I really hate praying.
因为祷告好长。
Because the prayers were so long.
他很有智慧，平常教我们祷告绝对不会去的。
And,
平常叫我们祷告，我们绝对不愿意的。
Oh, if she calls us to pray, most of the time we would not want to do it.
都是我们有事情了，妈为我们祷告。
Only when there's something problematic comes up, then we'll say, Mom, please pray for us.
哦，她就逮到机会了。
Then she has her chance.
把我爸爸找来。
And then she'll call my dad.
Okay, 全家，我那时候我公公啊，什么人都在家里，好多人祷告。
Everybody will come together.
我们从老到少在祷告。
From like my grandma.
那我这么小。
Like when, even when I was small.
等老半天还没等到我。
I have to keep on waiting until it's my turn.
你要有一次哈，我把一个跳棋塞到鼻孔里面。
One time, I put a like checker.
Checker.
Yeah, into my nose.
哇，挤压什么就是出不来。
And I couldn't squeeze it out.
我最后就找妈妈，我妈是护士，我说妈，怎么出来？
And then my mom was a nurse, and I said to her, "How can I get this checker piece out?"
哎，我最近大概一年前看了一个报纸，也有个小孩也这样，立刻送医院。
Lately, there's a child who have the same problem like me, and they ran him to the hospital.
哦，我妈逮到机会，来全家祷告。
And my mom got her chance, like everybody.
我只想她。祷告一下，反正出来好不舒服，也不会被进去嘛，对不对？所以我说他祷告一下就解决了，没有他找全家祷告。
I was hoping that she would just pray herself and then the problem would be solved, but she find everybody come and pray.
当我在听他祷告，我就没发现有一个祷告词是为着我这个东西出来的。
Yeah, and all the prayer was not about this issue.
他只祷告说希望我这个儿子长大会爱主。
And all she prayed is like, my child when he grows up will love.
对我来讲，这个出来比较实在。这个是爱不爱主，谁知道嘛？以后的事情啊。
For me, it's to get this piece out of my nose, not who cares about loving the Lord and who knows will it be fulfilled.
所以终于等到我祷告了，我只有一件事做、啊，让这个东西出来。
So when it's my turn, I said I just want this thing to be out.
我没有再第二个东西了，我这个只是要这个东西出来。
I just want this thing. I have no other thing.
祷告完了
，And then after that,
奇妙的事发生了。
Then a miraculous thing.
一祷告完，我打了一个大喷嚏。
I mean.
那这个好像火箭一样，噗就喷出来了。
And then like a rocket, it just came out.
所以我从年轻就觉得有事一定找妈妈。
So even when I was young, I know if there's something I need to go to.
我妈现在90岁。
My mom's already 90 today.
其实我现在有严重事，我还喜欢她祷告。
And when I have serious problem, I still want her to pray.
她大后半甚大半都是待在家里，但是呢，她却是做一个真正祷告的。
And most of the time she's just at home, but she is really a person of prayer.
这我们神给我们的托付都可以不同，不要看不重要。
What God entrusts to us are all important.
神给我们每一个托付都非常的重要。
Each one is very important.
也不要羡慕别人神给的托付。
And don't envy what others.
因为圣经刚刚我们读过是尽神所给我的托付。
Because it is just to do your best.
你去抄别人托付，不单只是抄不像。
And you cannot copy other people.
并且在神那里，神也不算数。
And it's not counted for.
我们要尽我们神给我们的托付。
So we need to do all we can with what
God has given us. 所以我们在教会历史看，许多人给了许多不同的托付。
There are many people and with many different things entrusted to them.
你看像佐治穆勒，他就开孤儿院。
For example, George Mueller, he had this orphanage.
他用孤儿院来神给他这一份，来看看神怎么待他，
and
照顾这些孤儿。
The Lord gives him this ministry and see how he care for the orphan.
有一个弟兄，他在监牢里面信主的。
There's a brother who believe in the prison.
他出狱之后，神给他一个托付，向监犯传福音。
And then the Lord gives him a ministry to work with the prisoners.
你发现他就开始了一个 prison ministry.
And then he had a prison ministry.
我们有弟兄很会画画。
And our brother really good at painting.
我就是不会画画。
Which is something I can't do.
这个他拿着画架，可以借着画画就传达神的 信息。
And then through his painting, he can spread the message of the Lord.
你看 Fanny Crosby, 瞎眼了，出生用药用错，眼睛瞎掉了。
And Fanny Crosby, who's blind because of wrong use of medicine.
神用她写了许多美好的诗歌。
But the Lord used her to write many beautiful hymns.
我们有个律师，他离婚了。
There's a lawyer who was divorced.
主把他改变过来。
But the Lord changed him.
许多离婚的人去叫他办离婚的手续。
And then many people who wanted him to help them with their divorce cases.
早就主给他托付，带了许多要离婚的人到他面前，结果和好了，不离婚了。
And then he was used to bring about reconciliation among this couple.
弟兄姊妹，神给我们每个人都有专一的托付的。
The Lord gives us each.A specific thing.
我们要去寻求说主啊，你给我的是哪一份？
We need to ask the Lord what He has entrusted.
我们越年轻找到越好，因为我们那个一生被主来使用。
And the younger you are, the better, because He can use your whole life.
主可能会有，也可能会有转变，但是我们必须问他主啊，你给我的托付是什么？
The Lord can of course change things, but We need to ask what's the main thing He wants us to do.
当主给我们一个托付，主也给我们会有印证。
And when He entrusts something to us, He will give us the confirmation.
这个印证乃是给我们发现主在使用的。
And this confirmation is to show us that the Lord is really using us.
因为功用必须显出来的。
Because what the Lord gives you has to be revealed.
我们才能够尽我们在主面前的那个职分。
And that's how you can do all you can with what He has entrusted.
成就耶稣，我从耶稣那里领受的职事。
And that's to fulfill the ministry that's from the Lord.
你有了一个托付。
When you have something that's given to you, a ministry that's given to you.
弟兄姊妹，你才会有使命。
Then you will really have
弟兄姊妹，我们今天需要有使命感。
We need to have a mission.
我们今天属于主，我们不能够无所谓的。
We cannot just be whatever is okay.
我们今天主给我们托付，我们要有使命感。
When the Lord gives us a ministry, we need to have a
mission. 你有了使命，你才知道如何去忠心。
And if we're mission oriented, then we can be faithful.
不然我们讲忠心只是讲讲的。
Because to be faithful, it's just empty talk.
我们需要从主接受这个托付，接受这个使命，接受这个呼召，让我们忠心的走在主的面前。
We need to accept this ministry, this mission, and this calling from the Lord.
所以我今天提到这个守住所信的道。
And so when I talk about I have kept the faith.
在负面，我们可以说不妥协。
On the negative side, we can say we don't want to compromise.
在正面接受主的托付，我们忠心主的托付。
And then on the positive side, we accept what God has given us, the ministry, and fulfill it.
我这次哈用腓立比书跟提摩太后书两段的圣经，跟你们有这几次的交通。
And I use Philippians and Timothy to share with you.
我们有当跑的路，我们有当打的仗，我们有当守的道。
We have the race, we have the good fight, and we have the faith.
我们要努力面前的，向着标杆，乃是竭力的认识我们的主。
And we need to press toward the goal for the prize.
在主为我们所预备的路上直跑。
And then on this race, we want to run straight.
在主为我们安排的托付与工作上，我们忠心。
And then the work or the ministry is given us, we want to be faithful.
在主为我们所规定的旨意里面，我们顺服。
And then the will that He has revealed to us, we want to obey.
愿主纪念我们今天的需要。
May the Lord remember our needs today.
愿主保守我们的心，真的能够持守到见他的面。
And then keep our heart that we can be kept till we.Meet him face to face.
我们常常勉励，我们要多多的亲近我们的主。
And we want to encourage each other to be close to the Lord.
不断经历他的带领与他的信实。
And then experience his leading and his faithfulness.
我们一起祷告。
Let us pray.
主耶稣，我们感谢你。
Lord Jesus, we thank you.
主啊，你是永不失败的主。
Because you never fail.
主啊，你要成就的，你必定成就。
What you want to accomplish will happen.
主啊，你知道我们人是何等的软弱。
We know people, we are weak.
但主啊，你这位奇妙的主，你却把你要成就的托付在我们身上。
But and yet you're an amazing God, and you have put your what you want to entrust us with us.
主耶稣啊，让我们有个心愿，我们愿一生好好跟随你。
That we will have this willingness to really follow you.
主啊，让我们在你面前能够做一个绝对的人。
That we will be someone who's absolute in your things.
主啊，当我们不能绝对的时候，主啊，我们当我们来向你祷告的时候，主，求你听我们的祷告。
But Lord, when we cannot, please listen to our prayer.
主，帮助我们能够绝对的降服在你面前。
That we can surrender to you absolutely.
主，愿意你要在我们身上所成就的能够成就。
The one what you want to accomplish in us can be fulfilled.
你在你的家中、你的教会里要成就的也能够成就。
And what you want to accomplish in your church will also be fulfilled.
主，我们把自己、把众弟兄姊妹都交在你手中。
And we commit ourselves and brothers and sisters in your hands.
引领我们前面的道路。
Lead us.
听我们的祷告。
And listen to our prayer.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
This we pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.